Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye.
Well, we have a new album from our guest and longtime visitor to our World Cafe. Mr. Rhett Miller is back. Of course, there's lots of old 97s albums. And then there's this, I think, is the seventh solo album.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
That is kind of nuts. And I'm going to ask you that question about the difference in a bit. But before we get too much further with this one, you went and recorded this with such a great band that have backed up other friends of ours. Wesley Stace did an album with the Black Prairie Band. And how did you hook up with these guys?
We did some gigs together in the Northeast, Black Prairie and I, and they were opening for me, which is kind of crazy. And I was doing a solo acoustic set. So I got together with Chris Funk via email, who's sort of the dobro playing. No, I wouldn't say brains behind the band because it's a very egalitarian.
Other people would not like that. Yeah.
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 John, Crinny, Chris. It was a John, Ginny, Nate, Chris, and Annalisa. I wrote them a theme song too. So that's how I remember all of their myriad names.
That's cool.
But Chris is great, and he and I got in touch before we did the dates together, and he said, I'm a fan, I'd love to do some songs with you, and I said, well, I love you guys' records, and that sounds fantastic. So they joined me during my solo shows. They'd get up at the end, and we'd play five or six songs together, and it was just like a week in the Northeast, but during that week, we bonded so hard, and we kind of fell in love in the way that musicians do, and that's why I love this job. That's why I chose to, you know, eschew all other potential professions as a young man. It wasn't because back then there was a lottery aspect. You could make $1 million back then. Now
absolutely.
It's not so
yeah,
likely.
Yeah, yeah. You've missed your moment with that. No, it is weird, though, that there are people who just a few years ago could do that.
Yeah.
And it's really tough now.
Well, it's great in a way because it takes out all the gold diggers. It takes out all the people that think, well, I'll do music so I can get rich, you know, because that's not a part of the equation anymore. But you know, obviously there's a downside to that.
Yeah.
But the upside is of the life in music is that you get to meet people like John, you know, Ginny, Nate, Chris, and Annalisa. And I really love these guys. And I love the way they play and how versatile they are and how they think on their feet. And their sense of humor seems to carry over into their playing. And it's this really lighthearted approach to music. And we just hit it off so well personally and musically. And by the end of that week, I knew that I would figure out some way to work with them. And when the 97s wrapped Most Messed Up and I had this stack of songs left over that were sort of the antithesis of that record, which was very raw, rough kind of record.
Life of Rock and Roll record.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And this record was more like a Life of the Heart kind of record. It was about falling in love. It was about, you know, the angst that comes with a long-term love. It was about falling back in love. It was about, you know, it was that kind of stuff that's delicate, not just, you know, sonically, but just emotionally delicate. And I knew that really the best way that these songs could be treated is by giving them over to my friends in Black Prairie.
Yeah. Well, now, there's some amazing playing on here. You also got some help from Peter Buck and Scott McCoy. If I hear a great guitar line, am I thinking Chris or am I thinking one of those guys? Or is it?
Well, that's the crazy thing. There's a solo in the very first track on the record. There's a solo.
That's one I'm talking about.
Well, Wanderlust features this acoustic guitar solo, and that is John Neufeld, who is the acoustic guitar player that is not in the Decemberists that is in Black Prairie.
Oh, okay. This is brand new music from Rhett Miller from The Traveler, and this is Wanderlust.
Down the dip, it's always something. It's always something with you. 334 Long Island Railroad. I've had a carload of you. Wanderlust will be the death of us. Wanderlust. Down the track, I'm facing backwards. I'm moving forward with you. I'll be around. I found a fault line. Yeah, I'll make good time to you. Wanderlust will be the death of us. Wanderlust. just a little push and a little bit of wanderlust. Down the shot, what is it good for? Make it one more for me. 3:34, 12 hours later, oh, don't hate the traitor, that's me. Death of us, wanderlust, won't take much, just a little push, and a little bit of wanderlust. Wanderlust will be the death of us, wanderlust. Won't take much, just a little push and a little bit of wanderlust. Just a little bit of wanderlust. Just a little bit of wanderlust.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, that is how Wanderlust, the new album from our guest Rhett Miller, begins. The new album called The Traveler. Okay, we've got Instigator, Dreamer, Believer, Interpreter, and now The Traveler.
In the middle of those is a self-titled solo album, Rhett Miller, Rhett Miller. And if I could invent a time machine, I wouldn't go back and kill Hitler. This is a joke, clearly. I wouldn't go back and, you know, do some noble thing. I would go back and rename my self-titled solo record. Instead of just Rhett Miller, I'd make it The Rhett Miller. How much better would that have been?
Totally. And, as opposed to Rhett Miller, Rhett Miller.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about The Traveler, because there are a lot of people on journeys, but on this record, there's, you know, and that song, we had people on a train, and there are lots of other things. But I'm not sure that's really what it's about.
I don't know what it's about exactly. There's, I mean, like I said, it's about cycles. It's about cycles of love, and I feel like there's a lot of reincarnation on this record. I was listening to, I was reading a lot of David Mitchell, that author who wrote Cloud Atlas.
Oh yeah,
and which was a pretty good movie, but a much better book, as is often the case.
Everybody says that. Yeah.
Yeah, and but I really got into his. A friend of mine is adapting his coming of age novel, Black Swan Green, and so I just kind of wound up being a fan, and there's so many themes of reincarnation and multiple lives, and I started thinking about that as it relates to not just, you know, life as a thing, but also the lives of our heart and the way that we love, and I think this record has a lot to do with that, if anything.
Yeah, first person love songs, you get in trouble with those. People assume it's you.
And you have to have a remove, you know, you have to be able to have a narrator, because if I was only allowed to write things that were happening in my life, you know, we'd have a lot of songs about, you know, my son had his first baseball game today. I'm not going to sing about that. You know, it's a great thing, but geez, Louise.
You need to create a character, The Rhett Miller, and then you can do something like that. But yeah, you really take all aspects of love, and one of the things you always do well, and any great songwriter does well, is have little details. That one we just heard with the, you know, sitting backwards on the train, and do the great details, can you make those up, or do they have to come from something in your life?
I think the ones that are most effective come from something, and it may not be a moment that's as fraught as the moment in the song, you know, and it may be a thing that happens, and often it's something where maybe I'm sitting on a train and I see someone across the aisle and they look so unhappy, and I attribute, you know, a whole story to them that may or may not be true, but, you know, a lot of times it's from my own life, and yeah, the details, I feel like with fiction or songwriting or anything, it's the details that make something great. If you just walk out and say, love is dot, 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 shot, and you know, drop a bunch of platitudes on people's head. Nobody's going to care. But yeah, the image of a moment in a life, and you know, with you know the where you're sitting and the environment and what happens, and that's what always draws me in as a listener or a reader.
Well, the first song we heard from this record is "Most in the Summertime," which has got to be the feel-good hit of the summer. one can only hope. I love this song because you, in the details of this song, you see the entire stretch of the day and the entire stretch of what's going on with these people.
And the ironic thing about this song is that it all takes place, it's in past tense, and it all takes place in the third verse. He drops her off at a Greyhound stop, and he hugs her, and he lies that he'll be fine. And so we're seeing it, this really sweet, happy, happy love song about the summertime, but I guess she's gone.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I mean, I really love that. Like, to me, if something's all happy, then what's the point?
I hear you. Let's take a version of that from the stage World Cafe Live. This is a solo version of Most in the Summertime, one you've probably heard from our guest, Rhett Miller.
Oh, yeah! I drove a powder blue pickup truck to the edge of town. We had a picnic on a blanket on a hill as the sun beat down. Yeah, I pulled you close and took your little hand in mine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. We were sleeping in a state park underneath the camper shell. Barometric pressure going crazy, it was raining like hell. My fingers found the notches on your spine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Yeah! I think I love you most in the summertime. Got our clothes off, hanging on the line. Think I love you most in the summertime. And I just might make it long as you're still mine. Drove a powder blue pickup truck to the Greyhound stop. You bought a $12 ticket and a $2 bottle of pop. I pulled you close and I lied that I'd be fine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me, I don't give up on me, yeah. I think I love you most in the summertime. Got our clothes off, hanging on the line. Think I love you most in the summertime. And I just might make it long as you're still mine. Yeah, and I just might make it as long as you're still mine. Oh, I think I love you most in the summertime. I think I love you most in the summertime. I think I love you most in the summertime. I think I love you most in the summertime.
That is Most in the Summertime. That is the one of the new songs from The Traveler, Rhett Miller's new album. We're talking with Rhett about making this solo album. And yeah, I knew I was going to ask this question at some point. And you sort of answered it. Do you hoard songs for either project, for Old 97s or for Rhett Miller?
Well, I'm not allowed to, and I don't Because I'm afraid.
What do you mean you're not allowed to? Because you're a nice guy?
Well, my old 97s bandmates are the ship that brung me here. Right. Well, I don't know what the saying is. They're my sort of priority in a way. You know, we're a band. We've been a band for a long time, and I don't want to mess it up. And so, and I also like their, you know, I like their filter. I am always surprised by the songs that they agree to do and the songs that they turn down. On the Rhett Miller record, there was a song called Another Girlfriend that is a straight up country song, and it's got a punchline, and I thought for sure the band would love it. And they turned it down for years before I finally put it on a solo record. So solo records are primarily comprised of songs that the band listened to and decided they didn't want and that I could have for solo records, which I love. I love making them, and it's a lot of fun. And I do miss the guys in the band once I get to the end of a cycle of solo recording and touring. But yeah, it always surprises me which ones they don't want.
You do other kind of writing, too. I saw you did a piece on the Rangers. That's obviously a different muscle, I would think.
I love that. I've been doing more. That was culled from an interview. Rolling Stone did a prediction for the Rangers season, which is already, you know, we've already lost half of our team. I did write a piece for Sports Illustrated a month or two ago about my grandfather's ownership of the 19.
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, the Texans in 1952.
Your grandfather owned a major NFL team for 10 minutes.
Yeah, the first professional football team in Dallas was my grandfather in 1952 bought the New York Yanks. They'd gone under and gone back to the league, and he bought from the league this franchise. It was terrible and mismanaged them and had to sell them back to the league within a season. And the family lost all the money, and I was born into not poverty, but, you know, middle class, lower middle class, whatever, you know, definitely not, you know, Jerry Jones money. Right. So, but it's an interesting thing that I've only recently begun to research, just because it's not something people in the family really like to talk about, because it's a bummer, you know, we could have been what we could have been. And I think it's something that I'm going to make a bigger project, but I really enjoyed writing. John Wertheim at Sports Illustrated heard me on the WTF podcast, and I mentioned it there, and he asked me to write a piece for Sports Illustrated, and it was really cool. There was a really hairy moment. I'd written the piece, edited it, Sports Illustrated loved it, but the Cowboys had to win their first round playoff game. So there I am watching this game that I'm already rooting for my childhood team to win, and I've got my son with me, and we're rooting and rooting, but I have this double, you know, layer of investment in that moment, because if we hadn't won, I would never have gotten published in Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
Which, how cool is that?
Yeah, that's so great. We're talking with Rhett Miller about the new album called The Traveler, and we were talking about this song called Reasons to Live, which finishes up the record. And here's a live version from the stage of World Cafe Live.
Broken clock, right twice a day. That's the story of my life. You and I could run away, but where would we go? I know this town is a drag. All right, but once again, where would we go? And it is what it is. I have found reasons to live. Sleeping in, playing guitar in the dead of the night. You and I, fooling around, where could we go? Traveling, taking the sunshine to heart. All right, once again, where can we go? And it is what it is. I have found reasons to live. Die when I wanted to. Thank God I didn't die. I wouldn't have met you. Woo! Break it down. Tell me why life looked so bad to you back then. Meaninglessness, the meaning is this. and I, with love in our hearts. All right, there is no telling where we can go. Thank God I didn't die when I wanted to. Thank God I didn't die, I wouldn't have met you.
Reasons to Live, that is the one that finishes up the Traveler, Rhett Miller's new album.
That's the antidote, David, on the record. That's the sort of at the end of this weird journey. That's the, it's a, I was working with a lot with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a telephone number you can call, you know, if you're feeling really dark. And I'd done a video for them where I recounted my own story from when I was 14. I had a suicide attempt that came pretty close, really close to working. And it's just something I think a lot of kids go through, especially, but a lot of people, you know, go through. And so I was revisiting this thing that I don't think about very much at all and hardly ever talk about. I think Terry Gross brought it up and I had to deal with it a few years ago. And then Marc Maron brought it up. And of course, now I'm bringing it up with you because of this song. But the work I did with them made me think about it. And I thought, like, well, I've been avoiding this since I was 14 years old. And it's something that means a lot to me that it's not stigmatized like it is. You know, this kind of feeling like, oh, I can't survive this world is not something that's, you know, horrible or only, you know, experienced by one out of a million people. It's pretty common. And so I was thinking a lot about that, and I ended up writing this song that's sort of like, hey, there was a time in my life when I thought there was no reason to live. You know, I just thought all we do is accumulate tchotchkes and then we die and that's just it. And since then I've discovered that you can find reasons to live and you have to go out there sort of be active about, you know, proactive about finding them. But this song sort of it recounts my, you know, struggle to find those things and the sweet thing that happens once you do find them.
I was going to ask about that because of the lines in that, yeah. And that's such a 14-year-old feeling, though.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, yeah. Right? I mean, I know a lot of young people just, they realize that the world is not what they thought it was, and it's really depressing.
Yeah, and yeah. You're swirling with hormones, and you know, there's just a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense to you yet. Not that it necessarily ever will, but yeah, it's a scary time, and it was for sure for me, and I'm so glad that I survived it, you know, which is, that's the line in the song, thank God I didn't die when I wanted to.
Right, that was what line I was going to ask about. Well, congrats on this record, and always great to talk to you.
It's really great to talk to you. I talked to about 7 people today that said, please tell David I said hi. I can't even remember who, but you are one of the most loved people that I know, so it's really an honor to be back with you.
Except for all my friends. No, thank you. Hey, that's great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, David.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.